That we know. But we can't deny the fact that he used to chant the name of the Lord almost always. How could he become a ghost? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that the physical sound of the name is not the name proper. The priest had been committing offenses to the holy name, Nam Aparad, and as a result, he became a ghost. They asked, then how can he be released from that wretched condition? Bhaktivinoda Thakur replied, if he meets a bona fide sadhu who has a genuine connection with Krishna and he hears the real name or the proper explanation of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam from his lips, then he may be released from his ghostly condition. It is mentioned in the scriptures that this is the only way to become free from the entanglement of material nature. After this discussion, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati left Kulinagram. From that day on, all the troubles caused by the ghost of the temple in Kulinagram ceased. The villagers were astonished, and one of them said, that priest who has become a ghost must have been released from his ghostly condition after hearing the holy name chanted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When the trouble began, Bhaktivinoda loudly chanted the name, and gradually, by hearing the holy name of Krishna from his holy lips, that suppressed soul has been liberated from his condition as a ghost. And after that, many people journeyed to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they would tell him, we are confident that you are a great Vaishnava. After hearing the holy name of Krishna from your lips, a ghost has been released. This story was also published in the newspapers, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada used to recount this story of his own experience with Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So long before establishing this mosque, this Ganmuti, there was ghost. And then our blue house, there was not a ghost.
Yes.
When Guru Maharaj established here at mosque, before that, sometimes maybe special some day in the road, the ghost taking the bell in the road, following. And local people, not was many, they were very careful to go passing this way. But when Guru Maharaj came here and Guru Maharaj started Sankirtan, after that we are not looking anything. And we are seeing their blue house, their ghost. Lady ghost, yeah. With red cloth, a red cloth, red spark.
Red border.
Red border.
Around her floor. Uh-huh.
Many people have seen that. And also our devotee was very careful to stay in that house. Mm-hmm. One day there was one bamboo tree also, many bamboo trees behind that house. And somebody made suicide there, bamboo tree, and he became ghost. And he is living in that house. Who was proprietor before, they have seen that ghost. 2-3 times they have seen that lady going upstairs. And again, they are not looking. That guard thinking, this is my mother going to us. And mother calling, but mother living in downstairs one room. This way, many times have been, 3-4 times maybe. Then when that house, they do not want to stay and they want to sell that house. But who knows, he do not want to buy that house. Then, who told shall buy. Guru Maharaj also agreed to take it. Then Guru Maharaj stayed there 3 nights. I told Guru Maharaj, if you stay there 3 nights, then ghost must go out. And Guru Maharaj, myself, and other 3-4 devotees stayed in that house. And in the night, Guru Maharaj chanting, and I also was there. There Guru Maharaj was bed and inside my bed. And in the night, I am not feeling very easy. Always feeling some soul, bad soul, walking in Baranda this way. But Guru Maharaj, one night after, we are not looking any disturbance. And Guru Maharaj stayed there 3 nights. 3 days. And Sankirtan gone. And after that, no disturbance. Young Harinam. It is very easy to remove the offenses of other souls. If Vaishnava is a great Vaishnava and he will chant the Harinam, and that is real Harinam, if anybody hears with intention,
attention,
then he also will get relief from the ghost life. And when Bhakti Thakur's this story we heard, I was very happy to buy the house. And I know if Guru Maharaj will stay there, ghost must will go. And from that day, ghost is gone. There is no very nice system position. And after that, Srila Swami Maharaj stayed in that house also. 21 days of 22. When Paramahansa first come from the earth, he stayed in that
house. With so much devotion.
Two Christian devotees and 1 hour from the time. 3-4 stayed there in that house. Shuddha Harinam, then. Shuddha means pure Harinam, without offense, you can chant. It is a minor thing to remove other distance. Automatically it happens. Haridas Thakur, when glorifying the Harinam Mahamantra, he gave one example, when sun coming up,
approaching the horizon,
horizon
time of dawn,
automatically the darkness going on, and we can see everything of the sin. And before pure name, what light coming, that can remove many things unauspicious. And pure name, that result giving attachment to Krishna, and new transcendental life for the service to Krishna. Pure name, that gives us. And when pure name, we can chant Now we are telling we can chant, but when pure name appears in our heart, we will chant with full glory in our tongue. That is the pure name nature. Happiness is chant. That is real sankirtan. Day by day, will appear with our body, and body also becoming form of transcendent touch, becomes form of transcendent. That is the real Krishna Nam remnant we can understand through the scripture. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavi Grachyam Indriyai Shevan Mukhe Hi Jivahave Swayameva Purattava. The Krishna Nam, Krishna Guru, Krishna Rupa, Krishna Lila, everything we cannot chant within our mandarin tongue, then necessary to transform our body to transcendental. And it will come gradually if we will take Krishna Nam without offense. It will come gradually. But when we are chanting now, it is not real name. But what is hope there? Hope is there. We not will stop to chant Krishna. And it may be Namabhas or Namapura, but with our humble prayer and non-stopping way, if we chant Krishna Nam, one day real Krishna Nam must appear in our heart. This is the main theory. Understand?
What is this Parikrama?
We are chanting name, but it is not getting, not giving real result to us. Why? We cannot avoid the Namapura. 10 kinds of offenses cannot avoid. But hope is that the under guidance of a real Vaishnava and without offense, if we can take Krishna name now, then one day it will come without offense, chanting facility, chant. And it must come. That is the hope. Scripture we are looking there. Nirantar Krishna Nam Yahar Bhajatahar. Who is chanting always Hare Krishna Maham? He will get in the chant. Now what we are practicing, that practice will be proper if we try to serve that kind of Vaishnava who is chanting real Krishna. And we non-stopping way, we also try to chant. You will see everywhere in all religions, maybe Vaishnavism, maybe Muslimism, maybe other Christianism, everywhere the glorification of name you can see. And only way to connect with Krishna directly to the name. And what is that connection must come? He is telling the process, seva mukhe hi jiva mukhe, seva. Seva means service. What I shall do that must be service. Then svayameva spurata. Gradually himself will appear in your heart. And once will appear, then if we not will make any offense to the Vaishnava or Harinam, that is Nama Varna, then it not will disconnect. Sometimes connection, disconnection, connection, disconnection, first day it will come. And we must feel it. Bhakti Paresham Bhavo Virakti Unnatra Jaisa Chikoye Prakalo. Which way we shall feel? Srimad Bhagavat says, we will feel enthusiasm to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then we will feel that something happening. Practice. Paresham Bhavo. And sometimes we feel the position of Krishna Naam in our heart. Coming by way, sometimes we must feel Bhakti Paresham and other things, Virakti Ranyatra and Mandana Tashmi. It will also be shifted, loose from our mind. That three symptoms must come to us. Then we can think that our Harinam, it is going to real way. Our chanting, practice, going real way, in inspiration. Then very quickly it will appear in our eyes. First thing. And second thing is that, what is the experience of our life? The attachment, mental attachment, with the service to Guru Gauranga, Gandharva Govindasana. It will come. When we shall do service, we shall serve. Try to serve them. More service attitude will come to us. Then we shall understand that our service life going right away. Not only feeling anything,
Despondent.
That feeling not will come to us. Then we can build our strength. When much difficulty coming, it is feeling I am telling. You will be also enlightened with that idea. When much trouble coming and giving me very disturbance and pain, very heavy,
come, coming sometimes. And when that time I am thinking, yeah, if I get that disturbance, that heavy tough, if I take, Guru Maya will get busy. If I not will take, it will go to Guru Maya. And if I take it, Guru Maya will get busy. And remembering that, I am feeling very, very peace of my heart. And I am thinking, now my life is shuffle, janma shuffle.
Fulfilled.
That is, I can take the pain and disturbance. And I can give relief to my mind. When this feeling will come, then more and more it can come to me. I feel very cool in my mind. And much disturbance, little disturbance disturbing me. And little more disturbance, much disturbing me. But when full disturbance coming, my brain going very cool. Many times I have seen it. And I am thinking it is mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. When full disturbance, then no other way to come out from that environment. That time my brain going very cool. I am thinking now help will come from Krishna. And Guru Maharaj will feel very I am telling to Guru Maharaj, don't worry, I shall manage, I shall do it, I shall see, don't worry, because I am coming. After telling to Guru Maharaj, but I am thinking it is impossible. But I am trying, heart and soul and failure. Cannot remove that disturbance or trouble. Then my brain gradually coming very cool and feeling very light in my heart. And after that, from upper level, very easily has coming and solving. And many times I have seen that is cannot leave association of the institution of Guru. In my life, many things my life is disturbed life, you can say, all of it, something coming. But little disturbance giving me very pain. But when full disturbance coming, giving me very peace. And that time I am thinking, now help will come from other. No other way. Only I am going to say, one devotee happens to me, who gave this land to Guru Maharaj, his son, one, have got very trouble to government. He cheated government, actually. That time, war time, I was young, and I am living in that devotee's house. His name is Shoti Charan Das. Shoti Das. My first son, he was very big businessman and he has done much business with government, but he cheated government. He was poor already. And no other way, he must really get jail.
He certainly will be put in jail.
He certainly will be put in jail. No other But that Sosibabu told, this is I heard from Sosibabu's mouth. That I'm telling to Guru Maharaj, I was there. And Sosibabu, when he's thinking, there's no other way to give relief that to boy. And he's very unhappy with that situation. And he is thinking, he has good name in the market, that is called Goodwill. He has very nice Goodwill in Calcutta, whole Calcutta market, he is controlling. He was salt supplier, whole Calcutta. He was the head of salt supplier. And he has very good will. God wants to make him more bigger rich man. And that way he has done business in government and other business. That is not all business. But Sakirai was very good, big good way. And he is thinking, oh Krishna, I not ask anything till now to your lotus feet. But what shall I do now? If my first term will go to the jail, then my all wealth of Guru, everything will be lost.
Reputation.
Then I do not want that. I only want he not to go into jail. And so he also said to Guru Maharaj, I do not want to ask anything this mandate, but that day I cannot control you. That is, I know next sitting in the court will put him in jail. And I cannot tolerate that. Then I prayed to Girdhari, Girdhari, Guru Maharaj installed there in his house. I prayed to Girdhari, Girdhari, you look to me. I have no other way. But I do not want to ask Girdhari. But forcefully from my inside, asking Girdhari and Girdhari immediately here. And he has got relief. He engaged one lawyer. He was very big. Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose heard his name, his brother. He engaged him, Sharad. And when he gave his argument, done argument, and he met some way his first son got relief from the chair. And Sadhguru was very sharp to tell Guru Maharaj. Only he told Guru Maharaj, the Maharaj didn't have it in my life. Sometimes also Chaitanya, he is also crying. You have seen in Chaitanya Charitamrita, his son Gopal, he fainted in Puri Dham. And also the Prabhu also cried. That is showing our nature of mundanity. But there Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Gopal and Gopal. But everyone thinking Gopal is dead. And also the Prabhu crying, and Mahaprabhu got there and gave life.
Where was that?
His son. Sometimes devotees are showing people their nature. He wants the mandate. But actually he does not want that. Through his heart he does not want. But he has no other way. That is he is asking. And Krishna immediate fulfilling. Only way সেবন মুখে হরিনাম then it is easier for us, without examination we will get double promotion. And all this, it is our hope that yes, we are connected with our Guru. We have lived the last life of Guru Maharaj. And that was miracle. Who can, who have eye, he can see his life nature. He can understand what it was Guru Maharaj's position, what was Guru Maharaj's position, and how much we have achieved. Connect with him, that we can feel. This is our problem, no doubt. And when Nam Abhas, mane not real name, only shadow of name, can give many things, maintain well, then real name can give on that transcendental world. Here is no doubt. Only necessary to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when you will get time, opportunity. Always try to get that name and try to take that name without offense. And that is, you cannot believe your nature. You depend. You cannot depend upon your nature. Then you try to follow someone who is servicing 24 hours to Krishna. That means he is servicing his guru. He is real Vaishnava and getting association and trying to maintain service. You try to get that kind of Vaishnava association and that will be good. If not, if it is possible, then also you will not be hopeless. I told you many times, we have got a very easy thing to inspire us. It will inspire us. That is the books of Srila Guru. Here, loving that, when we are hearing or reading, we can understand the many questions and many answers inside there. And through that, we will get strength of mind, of our spiritual position. Spiritual position.
Determination.
Guru Maharaj once gave example. When you took diksha, real diksha means you burn your previous quest of maintenance. That is sheep. He gave an example as a sheep. You are landing some battlefield through sheep. And when you took Diksha, that means you bought your ship and landed here. That is your position. And now what do you do? You must fight, and not only fight, you must get victory. That determination way you must try to fight. Then you will get that transcendental knowledge very quick. And here, মানে জাহাজ কুড়িয়ে দেওয়া হয়েছে, এখন আমি কোনো উপায় নাই, উইদাউট ভিক্টরি আই ক্যানট স্টপ, মাই শিপ ইজ বার্ন, দেন আই অ্যাম ল্যান্ডেড, অ্যান্ড উইদাউট ভিক্টরি আই ক্যানট স্টপ, দেন ইফ আই নট উইল গেট ভিক্টরি দেন দে উইল কিল, দেন আই মাস্ট গেট, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট উইথ দ্যাট মানে determination and energetic way, I shall try to get. Karma sannyasam to tell you that. Yes. Karma sannyasam sannyasam kavayu. Leaving all the mundane work, I am fully engage myself for the service. If it is service to Krishna, then that is bhakti. Otherwise, that is karma.
Edam samastaya paratmanishta upasitam kulpa paratmanishtam upasitam kulpa tamay mahamdhi aham karishyami granta param tamo kunnandim jevaya. Samasthaya paratmanishtha. Nishtha is necessary. Determination is necessary. And with that determination, nishtha, upasitam kulpata, determination, we shall try to follow that path of my spiritual life. What before which way gone the other experts, Mahajana Gyan Kata Sapana, Kumbhatamai Mahabhi, that means they are experts, they are going that way, they are keeping some
Indication.
Yeah. Keeping some indication. He comes this way. If I go to Paramatala, if I do not know that road, someone must tell me, yeah, you go this way, you will see their left hand one, this right hand, that, then you see that Devananda Mart, you see that, after then you will go to Paramatala, there you will see that, and that, symptom, we shall see in the road, then we can understand that our road is right. We are going there. Upasitan purva tamai mohabhi, our guru varga, the preceptor their life, and the expert, they went that way and they have they are some
in the way marker.
Way marker, yes. Then if we follow that, we have no problem. Ahamkar Shami Grantapara, Tamo Bhutanti, Sheva Yama. And what is that? That is Sheva to Krishna. And this way we shall start.
সংসারহিন্দুতরণী হৃদয় বিশ্বাস সংকীর্তনামৃতরসি
ramate manaste premam dhu diharane jubhishta dhusti chaitanya sambhu charani shri samandhava. If you have desires to cross over the illusionary environment, Sanghara Hindu Tarani, Vidanya Sankhira, if he wants to chant Hindu Mahamantra and wants to get that result within you, and if he wants to get finally the service to the Lord Krishna and Krishna praying, then you must take shelter into the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This sloka has meaning. Sloka of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakura. Prabhupada Saraswati in sloka. Then we shall try our best as much as possible. Make ourselves clean and without offensive position.
Position avoiding offensive.
Until of hurting
state.
Set position. Try to proceed. We have got the seed from Guru Maharaj. We have no fear. All the necessary Kaivalyam nava kāyate, dhrasipūrā kāsa kuspāyate. Everything is possible. Sauranamya sarsati. So that's the nice of all the sloka. And giving up very enthusiastic. You might have forget many sloka in Prapanna Jivanamrita of Sauranamya sarsati. Mahaprabhu is very dear. Associate, but that time he not was in a human position to write Krishna Bhaskar Viraj Goswami. And his name in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is Krishna Bhaskar Viraj Goswami, that wrote about him. And why we can understand that? That is, Mahaprabhu wants to establish Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami as his successor. And Sodhama was that time very exalted. If they will name of Sodhama Saraswati, maybe this time it will come in support. That is, he told, keep me out from your preaching. Rupa-Gunāpada-jārās Chaitanya-Chaitanya-Chaitanya-Krishna-nās. You proceed this way. You glorify Rupa-Sanātana. And it is desire of Mahāprabhu. I may be very big or very small. That is not matter here. That is, Mahāprabhu wants it and you follow it. This way, give direction to Rupa-Gunāpada-jārās. That is, we cannot forget things. Otherwise, when we are reading the slokas of Prabhupada Saraswati, especially myself, every sloka, from every sloka, the ecstasy, drop by drop, comes. Very nice sloka, composed by Rupa Goswami or Guru Maharaj, we are reaching that. But very free and very easy way program of the Saraswati expressed. Radha asti japra navasiddhi sudha asti tattva. Very pro.
like the Ganges water. One boy of the secretary of Gauri Mahat, Kunja Babu, is one here, one boy. Somebody asked him, what will be a more happiness for you? Can you say? He told, if one big pot, Rasagulla, and if you put me there, and I drink that and get the Rasagulla, then I am
very happy. Could you ever reply that? The boy replied.
You only want.
The boy replied.
Yeah. He is very small, boy, like our Krishna Babu.
Yes.
I ask him, yeah, what more happiness will give to you? And he said, if one pot, big pot of Rasagulla, and there you put me, and I shall swim and take I am thinking, yeah, all these slogans of Prabhu Goswami and Prabhupada Saraswati and Raghunath Das Goswami, if I can chant many continuously, then I shall be very happy. I cannot stop. When I shall start to chant, then I can stop. Feeling, but I cannot express in English. And not necessary to express also. Sound is giving life to us. When I do not know Sanskrit, that time also I am getting that sound and feeling very restrained. Now I know something Sanskrit. At that time I know Sanskrit. When I am reading the sloka, I am thinking Ganges water going very unhappy. Okay, Prabhu, now we shall chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
Thank you.